Everyone and welcome. My name is Danica Apple and I'm so excited to have some of my sisters with me today for this divine conversation. I can't wait. And let me tell you, you're like, what are they going to talk about? They don't know either, which is even more fun. I didn't know until this morning, until I was in my prayer closet and God said, this is what I want y'all to talk about today. So this is truly a divinely led conversation. And yeah, we're excited. So my name is Danica Apple, and I am God's voice, God's prophet. I am a coach, trusted advisor, and it is my honor to share my platform with my sisters here today.
I am Danny Turner. I am the divine translator. God has sent me here to help make sense of the vision that you have.
I am Dr. C. I'm an empowerment strategist. I am also God's prophet. I am his warrior, and I'm excited to be here.
I am Myra Herring. I am a wellness coach and transformation facilitator. I work with women to shed the social conditioning that keeps them out of living a life of spiritual alignment.
Goodness gracious.
We got some power here. Tapped all the way into the source of all things, God. So, sisters, my friends, God wants us to talk about love. And very specifically, what God said is, I want you to have a conversation where we talk about the condition of love in relationships. Okay. Ooh. So as we think about what is happening in the world, we see a lot of people, I myself and Myra and I both experienced going through a divorce in about a year apart from each other. I know far too many people who are on the brink of divorce. Many people who are struggling in silence in relationships. Many of us have had conversations about looking at relationships and what's happening and seeing how people don't honor each other, how they can't hear each other, how they're disconnected. And so I think that today is an opportunity for us to speak to how we can heal those by first identifying what we know as issues. So what are some of the issues that you see in the different, in each of your different roles, in your identity defined assignment that you see disconnect between people that is causing harm in relationships?
Wow. I'll try to start, my goodness. and that's a great topic, Danica. What first came to mind was just the word alignment, and I talked about spiritual alignment in my title and the work that I do. And I think the disconnect comes from when you are just out of alignment with who you are, who God told you to be, who God created you to be. And when you're out of alignment, you're operating out of integrity. And if you think about integrity, if you think about a wheel and spokes, and if that wheel is in integrity and all the parts and pieces are working together, it's flowing smoothly. But the moment a spoke is out of place, or wheel is flat, or you get a nail or something is out of integrity and those pieces are no longer operating in integrity, then that wheel is no longer flowing, right? So it's not flowing, it's out of integrity. And I think that could be the condition in relationships. So I don't know if y'all saw how that light went out, but it was perfect timing, because I was actually going to mention how when you were disconnected from the source, which this light was, and it went out and lost power, that is also out of integrity, out of alignment with what you know God is telling you and who God called you to be. So your light dims, or your light starts to flicker when you are disconnected from the source. For me, it was operating out of integrity looked like living a life that I thought I was supposed to live. It really was mimicking things I saw in the world, what society told me I was supposed to do, get married by this age, have children by this age. And I was following some other example, and it was not in integrity with what God showed me. And the moment I decided to surrender all the things I thought I was supposed to do and get into integrity, my relationship had to change. So I had to end my marriage. And for me, it was one of the hardest things I ever did.
Talk about it.
Hardest things I ever did, because I was in that moment choosing to give up this identity I had like grounded my feet in. Like this identity that was, I now am in a two income household and I have the title of Mrs. And you know, I'm in a social circle with other married people. We do things like vacation together and all this stuff that I was like, this is it. I have arrived. And I had to give that up to really be in alignment with God. Kept pouring into my heart like, Myra, you know, this isn't in alignment. You are living some other life and you know what's calling you and tugging at your heartstrings and you're ignoring it. And so I had to make that decision. That was out of integrity for me, what I knew God was telling me in my heart.
So deep.
Goodness. Wow. I mean, I guess I'll go. I have been married for 13 years. Oh my goodness, after a while I can start, which God, I've been married for 13 years. And I think one of the key things in this journey called marriage that I had to really come to grips with is I needed to figure out who I was really. And what happens is, and you talked about it, we have this picture and this identity of Mrs. and mother and wife and successful career woman, but I really didn't know who I was and who I needed to be for myself in order to show up as a better spouse for my husband. And a lot of the ways I kind of presented myself or I came across or even how I interacted with him was more aligned with what I thought it was supposed to be like, instead of what it's like for me and my journey and my experience. And so I put up this facade of what I thought married life was supposed to be and how a wife was supposed to act and how a wife is supposed to do. And then one day God said to me, that's not you. And so I'm like, you know what? You're right. That ain't me. I don't want to do this no more, because it became so tiring.
Yeah.
Like, it's sad when love becomes tired.
Yes.
And I realized I was tired because I wasn't in alignment. I was trying to be something that I wasn't. And when I really, truly, honestly put the focus on me and started making the internal changes in myself, when I became in more in alignment with God, then God did and is continuing to do what he needed to do in my husband. And I had to leave him alone. Because I think too, because again, we have this story that I have to do this, you have to do this. I do this, you do this, because we have to do it together. If we don't do it together, then people are gonna think we got problems and something's wrong. And it literally was, and I remember God speaking to me specifically about my husband one day. He said, he belongs to me.
Yeah.
I lent him to you. And I'm like, what you talking about, Willis? Like, literally. And he said, ask me how to love him. Ask me how to care for him. Ask me what to say and what not to say. And when I submitted to that, then truly the love and the connection rekindled even more, because I came from a place of the perfect alignment with the perfect source now telling me how to love and care for the gift that he gave me. And that was one of the key turning points for me. And I think as wives and as women, we're so used to sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice. It's no longer a sacrifice for me, because I'm submitted to God. And so whatever he's asking me to do, I know it's for my good. Instead of me feeling like, oh, I ain't doing that because he did it for me. And you know, whatever. Yeah. Now it's from a place of pure love. Because it's not about me getting something in return.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's so good.
Right. Wow. So what's funny is when the question was posed, I was like, okay, well, good. I'll say what Myra said. And then I was like, well, Myra just did that. Okay. I was like, that's cool. I'll say what Dr. C said. So I'm sitting there like, well, what God, what you want me to say?
You're true.
So it hit me. that you should talk about healing. And that's when the light went out.
Come.
And what I noticed is...
healing illuminates.
Listen, what I noticed is, personally, and then what I've seen in other relationships is, we go into long-term relationships, friendships, partnerships, marriage, without dealing with our stuff, right? And then what ends up happening is, we look through the lens of trauma, and we look through the lens of heartbreak, and we look through these lenses, and then you start to chip pieces off of yourself or ignore pieces of your purpose because you're trying to fit a mold so you no longer feel the pain that you felt before.
Yeah.
So I am 10 years married. I got married when I was 22. And I came straight out of my mother's house, raising my siblings, helping to raise my siblings into marriage, and had a honeymoon baby and all of the things. But I never dealt with anything else. I never dealt with anything prior. So I said, okay, this is the person my husband wants. Let me be her. This is the person I saw my mother be. Let me be her. This is what my mother-in-law is like. This is what my first lady is like. Let me morph all of those things into, because they seem to be okay. Yeah. Like, spoiler alert, they weren't. But they seem to be okay, right? So I'm going to be those things, and I'm going to neglect myself. And what I realized is, if I don't heal, I will just continue to chip pieces off of myself, and I will look in the mirror one day and not know who I am. I will not know what God is telling me to do.
And I know it to be true, because that was my experience in my marriage, that I did everything that you have all talked about. I sacrificed who I was. I lost touch with who I was, so much so that I couldn't even answer the question of what brings me joy without going into, I cried for over an hour, probably a whole month, after my best friend asked me that question. And it was so painful, because I had lost so much of the knowledge of what I desired. Like, I could tell you, I like to eat this, I like to go to these places, that kind of stuff. But in terms of my soul care, I was like, I don't even know what Anika needs or likes or what matters. And the sad part about that is that I was feeding whatever need that I had through the unhealed condition. So I was feeding, not even knowing what I needed. So I couldn't ever have gotten fed. My husband couldn't feed me because I couldn't tell him what I wanted, because I didn't know. And God was not in the middle of our relationship. God was in my relationship with God, but I wasn't asking God about what was going on the inside of me, because I didn't want to see that I was unhealed. And I shared a story because I think it is so profound. I prayed, and Dr. C can tell you this because she was here for that journey. I prayed for a couple of years for God to change my husband. Ex-husband, to change him. I prayed for God to change him. And I prayed beautiful things for him. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I prayed for, like, everything he ever told me he wanted, everything that he wanted to be, all of those dreams and everything we shared in the beginning of the 16 years that we were married. And so I thought I was doing the right thing. I cared for him. I loved him. I was doing, you know, it was all in service. But he wasn't praying for those things for himself in that way. And perhaps that's not really what he wanted. I don't know. That's his story, not mine. But God was like, who's praying for the stuff that you want, though? Who's talking about what's going on in the inside of you? And at some point, I said to God, I said, I've been waiting. Because I want to experience something different. I believe I know what marriage can be. And this is not working for me. And I want something different. And I don't understand why you're not doing it. And God said, but I changed you. I changed you. And I was like, well, I know, because that's why I can't be here like this, doing this anymore, because this ain't working. But it's not lost on me how important it is for us to go into ourselves. And I didn't know where God was taking us in this conversation, but I'm so clear. It's like you're listening to this, you're watching this. You gotta know what's going on the inside of you. And if you care as much about the other person, the people you're in a relationship with, if you really care about them, then you take care of you.
Yep.
Because when you take care of you, they're going to experience a you that is different. And when they experience it, perhaps they will want some of that for themselves. And if they don't, it is their right to choose that. But you will be good. Mm-hmm. Yes. You will be right.
Yeah. I think, Anika, too, when I talked about the alignment, Dr. C mentioned just how she had to know who she was, you know, talking about how you had to know what brings you joy. Like, all of these things go back to this identity. And what I was searching for in getting married and doing all the right things I thought society was telling me, I was searching for identity at the end of the day. And I realized my identity was rooted in the Lord, like God, my source. And I was moving further and further away from that. And the further you move from the source, the more you're exhausted and hungry and tired and thirsty. You're longing for something. You're feeling disconnected because you're not connected to the source. And so I had to do a return back to what was actually feeding me. And then I realized, you know, what are my true passions and joys and identity came out of me being reconnected to where I came from, what birthed me, right?
Yes.
It was a return to self, a return to me.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, what's been helpful is, thank God, I've been able to do that in my marriage and been successful with doing that. But when I put that lens on myself, my husband literally watched from the sidelines.
Yeah.
He watched me go through therapy. He watched me go through healing. And there were things that I really just couldn't talk to him about, you know, or whatever. And it was because, too, I needed to really figure that stuff out for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got to a place where I could articulate it, he saw me differently. And I think another thing that he got to really see is he got to see the transformation.
Yeah.
He got to see how I changed over time in my interaction with him, with other people, with our children, you know, whatever. And it gave him more of a wow, like, I've seen what it looks like when somebody puts themselves first.
Wow.
And that speaks to what happens when people see us take care of us, what it makes them want to do for themselves. And now I see him doing that for himself and saying, you know what? I don't want to do this. I'm tired. I'm not comfortable. And speaking up for himself and advocating for himself and knowing that it's a safe space to do that. I think for me, I wasn't sure yet because I had a lot of things to work out. And so I literally, every time I'm like, God, am I supposed to tell him this? Mm-hmm. Or should I talk to him about this? Or is this just a me and you thing? And really navigate through that. But that is one of the biggest things, is someone seeing your transformation and seeing the benefit of you putting yourself first is what I've been able to experience. So now I can say, well, you see, I did it. I think you need to do that. If you don't want to do this, if it's not working for you, you let me know and we'll figure it out, you know, or whatever. And it gives, I believe it gives him a sense of peace. A sense of peace that I know wasn't necessarily there before, because again, we have these expectations, you know? So he's like, I'm the man, I'm the husband, I'm supposed to do this, I'm supposed to do that. And I have all this pressure. We got these kids and we got this and we have that. For now, for me to be in a place that says, I know who I am. I know exactly what works for me, what doesn't work for me. And no, that doesn't work for me. You don't have to worry about what I'm thinking, what I'm trying to figure out. I can communicate it now. And I am not in a place where if I communicate it, I feel like you're going to leave me or reject me or negate my feelings. Like I am at a place now where I say, this is how I feel. This is where I am. And however you feel about it is how you feel about it. But it's still not going to change my experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is one of the key areas that I really had to work on, because I would keep things to myself for fear. That ought to be, well, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I'm tired of this and this and this, whatever. Now I'm at a place where, listen, if it ain't working, it ain't working.
Mm-hmm.
And you do what you got to do, I do what I got to do. But thanks be unto God, that's not the situation.
Yeah.
But the fact that I let that fear go,
Yeah.
I was really truly able to embrace who I am.
Yeah. And I love that because that is the exact place that I'm in right now with, you know, within my marriage, but then also within all relationships where it's like, I need to communicate what it is that I need with the guidance of God, of course, because some stuff you just don't need to be telling people.
Listen, yeah.
You need to go do that on your
Listen,
own.
Yeah.
But then also, like, you do need to speak up for yourself. You mm-hmm. do need to say, this is what I need, without the fear of someone leaving yeah. or someone saying, you know what, you're too much to deal with,
oh,
or that's
yeah,
not
that's
what I thought it was gonna be, or yeah. that doesn't meet my expectations. Like, again, going back to expectations, mm-hmm. like, we have to be able to be clear and to realize that our experience is our experience, but it's also our right to be able to communicate mm-hmm. that. And that's exactly where I am. So I want to say to the person who is scared to take the step, or who might be where I am, where you're starting to tiptoe a little bit, we have to let go of the fear, like Dr. C was just saying, because without that, we will never get to where you want to be.
Never.
If you're not communicating what it is that you need, then you cannot expect someone to read your mind. Right?
Yeah.
And then God is going to do a work within you every single time you speak up, because when you mm-hmm. tell the truth, even if it's as small as your truth, God can start to trust you with his truth as well
wow.
to start sharing. So I'm just amazed at this conversation, because it shows different levels of yeah. where you may be within the journey, but yeah. you can still go through the journey, not in a mode of comparison,
yes.
but in a mode of inspiration. You can
I
be inspired
understand.
And you can see what the possibilities might look like
yeah.
based off of what you've seen, even just here
mm-hmm.
in this panel.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I want to debunk the fear thing, because this thing that we often tell ourselves is like, if I do this, this is gonna happen. If I do this, this is gonna happen.
Yeah.
And so, and as somebody who used to ruminate, I mean, I might still, but I think I do it a heck of a lot less than I used to, which, by the way, don't do that, because it takes years
right.
off of your life.
Yeah.
It's like, I have to control all of these conditions to make it good so the person stays.
Mm.
But people leave.
Listen here.
Because in the same time, the person might be going through their own thing saying, like, you can do all of that stuff, but on the inside of me, I'm not right.
Yeah.
And so therefore, I have to go find what right is. You know, you think about, like, the stories. When we were growing up, I feel like I used to always hear people say, oh, they left to go find themselves. And
yes.
yeah. And as a matter of fact, when we told our kids that we were getting divorced, AJ said to me, it's my son, he said, can't you just go find yourself? And like, we'll be here.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, I'm not finding myself. And then I was like, wait a minute, I am kind of lost to myself. But this is really not that. It's not
yeah.
an equally love journey yet. I'm going to get to that.
Yeah.
But right now it's like, I'm broken and on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Healing.
And you can't
yeah.
see it because I covered it so beautifully.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I was broken, and it wasn't his fault.
Nope.
Mm. I allowed myself to be a sliver of who God created me to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I told myself it was okay to be comfortable in that, because I wanted the identity,
yes.
the marriage to
mm-hmm.
stay.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, that's not what I wanted. What I wanted was to live a life, the word that's coming up is a valor.
Mm-hmm.
One where I really honored God with my gifts, and I was the kind of person who could always bathe in God's light and have it be present for other people. That's what I wanted. I didn't know how to articulate that or do it, and I didn't know what was standing in the way. So I settled for what was comfortable.
Come on.
And what I know to be true is people can leave without leaving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so being in something, fixing it, making it pretty
mm-hmm. yes.
so that they stay, when their mind, heart, and everything else is elsewhere,
oh, yeah.
is more of a losing battle than you think.
Yeah.
So if you are in this place of thinking, I gotta fix it, I gotta make things right, no. Step away, you know, go pray together, work it out together, whatever it is, the action has to be one where you are trying to ground yourself in your
mm-hmm.
truth,
mm-hmm.
and you're committed to doing your healing work. The environment doesn't matter. And whether people are there or not doesn't and won't matter.
because they can't be there in the long term. Who wants to be around people that they don't know who they are?
And I wanted to just say, because I know we've talked a lot about intimate relationships, but I have throughout, especially my adult life, have experienced with just female relationships, the ins and outs of that and people coming and going and misunderstandings and things of that nature, to the point where, you know, I gave the staple, I don't deal with women, I don't deal with women, I don't deal with women. And that's kind of been my staple all my life until more recent years. And a lot of that had to do with the fact that you attract who you are. Mm-hmm. And so I'm a young woman who don't know who I am, who seeks external validation and all of these things. And then I have a circle of friends who are the same way. And then we're letting each other down, dealing with this, dealing with that. Oh, I'm not talking to you no more because you said this or you didn't come through for me. And it honestly was so traumatizing to the point where I just said I was cutting everyone off because of the fact that I didn't know how to talk for myself, even in those type of relationships, that people were just taking advantage. And once I got tired, then I was like, oh, I'm not doing this no more. Or it would be people that I would labor with. And I mean, labor in prayer, labor in, you're going through a divorce, I'm right there with you, I'm holding your hand, I'm in the trenches with you. And then once they got to a place where they felt like, oh, I can manage, it was like, yeah, I'm done with
thanks
you.
Thanks for that.
I'm done with you. And so that's another thing too, that throughout my adult life I've experienced with women specifically, is now saying, you know what, this isn't working anymore. Clearly our relationship has changed, and being honest about that. Because we're taught, oh my God, that's been my friend for 30 years. And listen, I am not the same person I was 30 years ago. I don't have the same temperament. I don't, like, at all. And I think that's another thing too, because especially as women of color that we are, it's like, hold on to what you got. And people, you know, what's his name? Drake, no new friends. And I mean, that was my mantra for a while. And then I realized, but you old ones are not what I need. And I need a shift, because if I stay with you, then I'll never grow. Mm. And so that's what happens too, is a lot of times, as a part of our healing journey, is letting go of the old and embracing the new. And that is, change is difficult. It's literally saying, everything that I know about you, I don't want to deal with that anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And because the drama that you bring every time, you with this one and that one and that one and this and this, and after a while you realize, like, when I started looking over relationships, I'm like, they done been with 25 people. I'm exaggerating, but it's the same thing every single time. They ask you for advice, they don't take it, then this happens, then they're in a, then they want to live with you, they want to do this, they want to do that. And you realize over time that you can't heal because of who you're connected to. And so what happens is, the minute that's you start like, trying to heal, it's, oh, you changed, you ain't the same, yeah, you think you better than me. And so you have to get to a place too where you have to make the decision to let people go. And there's some people you're gonna have to invite out. They're not gonna just go. They're gonna be holding on to your leg, like, you ain't going without me, you know, or whatever. Like, because wherever you going, I'm going. And you have to just say, you know what? This isn't working for me anymore. I love you, but we can't be this anymore, and be okay with that. Because otherwise, people will constantly, literally pull you back down in the ditch you're too busy trying to climb out of, just because they're in the ditch. And you can't do better than me.
I love that.
And unfortunately, it's not even intentional.
I love that, out with the old and with the new. Myra, Danny, any, like, you know, tidbit advice as we close up?
I mean, it's kind of piggybacking off of Dr. C here. Once you let go, that's when you really get what God has for you. I didn't get into this, but I am now in a new relationship, and I realize what I had to be open to, you know, letting go and realizing that this identity that I was holding on to, y'all, like holding, gripping, I couldn't receive what God had for me. So it's this concept of letting go so God can really give you, I mean, going above and beyond what you can ask, imagine, think. That is, there is so much truth in that. I could not have imagined what God had for me. And just even broader than relationships. Once you're open, you open your heart, God's gonna pour, it's gonna be relationships, career, money, every, all the pieces.
Yes.
The abundant life.
All the abundance. I had to let go.
Yes. So beautiful.
And what I learned as a young woman that I carry with me now is the word Sonder, the ability to realize that everybody's life is just as complicated as your own.
Yes.
So it's with that I'm able to take the advice of disconnecting, or you know, making sure you open yourself up, or realizing that you need to advocate for yourself and all of those things, but also realizing that the world does not revolve around you. So you're going through a magnitude of things, and so are other people. Yep. So you cannot hold on and constantly point a finger. And I think that's why scripture says, you are pointing out somebody else's splinter, but there's a log in your own eye. Like, you have to heal, but then also realize that as you're healing, yes, there's also something in somebody else's eye as well. And if there's something in your eye that's obstructing your vision, no matter how big or small it is. So if we can have the moment or the grace and the wisdom to say, you know what, I'm going to do what I got to do. I hope you do the same. And then maybe we can come back around if it's ordained by God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I had to say.
Yeah. And I think as we close, I would just remind you all to release the things that you cling to tightest that are not God.
Mm-hmm.
Because whether it's identity or it's people or it's an ideal of what your life was going to look like or whatever it may be, we were just having this conversation, right? Where like the things that morph into being idols that you didn't necessarily place as an idol, but that indeed is what they have become.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, you cannot serve two masters.
Mm.
You cannot. And your idol will become that. And your marriage can be that. Your relationships can be that. The unhealed version of yourself can be that. I look like this. I'm supposed to be this. But that is not the version of you that is the most optimal.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope you have found lots of nuggets in this conversation today that really empower and encourage you to look at things differently, to see yourself, to examine where you are in relation to your relationships, and that you will choose to invite God into the center and open yourself up for what that self-exploration looks like. And I think the last thing I want to say to all of you is to remember, you're not the center of the universe, as Sis said. You're spot on about that. But you are the center of your own. You are required to be you so that everything you are to birth and do in the world can come. And you can't do that if you're always focused on everybody else. You got to get in and do your inner work. Thank you for joining.
Great topic.
Appreciate you all. Well, I can't take credit for the topic or for bringing you all together, because God did both, but it is my honor to have you all here. Thank you.
Thank you. A pleasure.
Have you joined the Healing Crusade? Are you doing your work to actively heal? Do you know that your best life, the most remarkable life that you can have, is on the other side of your healing? And by the way, don't tell anybody, but we all need healing. When I say we all need healing, I mean there is stuff on the inside of us that is a part of our experiences that when we address it will unleash life in ways that are unimaginable to us in this moment. We have to do the healing work because it's required. If you've not joined the Healing Crusade, there's a link in the show notes, and we will help you on your journey to heal individually as we also heal as a collective. And by the way, we found a way to make healing pretty fun, because it's for something that is so serious. We've created a space for us to enjoy weekly challenges together, to share our experiences so that we can do our active healing work and we can be transformational on the inside of ourselves so that we show up better in the world. So I hope you will take a look at the Healing Crusade using the link below, and I look forward to seeing you in the community.